Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about aging. And I have to tell you, before I introduce to you my guest, I want you to know that it really does pay to concentrate on successful aging. I had the most wonderful 17 days in Egypt. And the way I did that was different from my colleagues. I was up very early in the morning. I was going daily to incredible places, Luxor, ballooning over the Valley of the Kings, hiking, meeting new people, eating a little bit dicey foods, I must admit, but enjoying every minute of it. Looking at comparative religion, three religions coming together all in one place. Being intrepid, occasionally going into the desert with an armed guard. Now, I'll tell you something. When I was 30, I don't think I could have done that. I don't think I would have had the energy. I don't think I would have had the spirit. I think I would have been too afraid, etc., etc. This takes some cultivation. You don't wake up in the morning and feel great every single morning. It just doesn't happen. You have to cultivate the love of your aging. And today I'm getting a little bit overboard because I have somebody with me. Her name is Joyce Rupp. She is not only a master's of, and we're going to talk about what this means, transpersonal psychology. She has retreats throughout North America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, New Zealand. But she is a deeply religious person. She has her own views about that. She also has a master's in religious education, and she's an author. Author of many, many books. We'll be speaking about them and how to find them. But issues of spiritual aging are often swept under the rug. And I have to tell you that going to a place like Egypt, where there are deep conflicts, extremely deep conflicts, some of them are religious conflicts, some of them are political, most of them, honestly, having been there, are economic. What else is new? But people also have a tremendous amount of spirituality and love. And if you close your eyes to it, you'll never see it. If you open your eyes to it, it is there so easily accessible to you that it makes your life much more informed. So we're going to talk about how to do that, how to talk about spirituality through your own inner voice and then bring it out to the world. Thank you for being with us, Joyce.
Well, hello to you, Adrian. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Yeah, and we're going to delve very deeply into this for a moment. I mean, one of the things I said during our little pre-talk was I was going to ask you eventually about your complaint that we don't look at life's impermanence enough. But in thinking about it for the minute, I think I'm going to start with that. Spirituality really requires that people concentrate and focus on that too. Why don't they, and is it because we feel invulnerable? What's your take on this?
Oh, you know, I'm a Roman Catholic nun. I also, my views are grounded in that, but much, much bigger than that, I would say. And, you know, I spent 2 years in graduate study at a Buddhist university, and of course, Buddhism looks so much at impermanence, and I learned so much about that. And, I mean, that is, it's just a reality. It's a part of life. Life is always changing. We are always changing. And I think of, you know, Gail Godwin in one her novel, The Finishing School, she talks about two kinds of people. One kind are the people who congeal, and she says, you know, they're kind of like jelly. They never, they just kind of stop. And other people are fluid, and they keep growing. You know, they keep moving. They go with the flow. And I just think there's such a fear of our mortality. And our culture doesn't help at all because, you know, our culture is so youth-oriented, and you do everything you possibly can to, you know, deny the fact that you really are aging, and you're moving toward your own death, and life is impermanent. But so it's how to come to a sense of equanimity about that without becoming, you know, morose or full of self-pity or, you know, very negative, but really love life and live it to the fullest at the same time as accepting that aspect of impermanence. So,
absolutely true. And we talked about yesterday, I was with a client of mine. I'm a financial gerontologist. Most of my listeners know that. And he said, you know, he doesn't care about money. Well, that's easy to say because he has a lot of it. But he cares about time. And he had just turned 70 also. He doesn't care about money. He cares about time. And he said, this is the time to embrace. And it's a very easy thing to say, and then the world comes on you for the day, and you forget about it. And, you know, one of the things that we do, and I want to talk about this aspect of you being a nun and the religious view, is we do ritualized religion. We go to a place, and believe me, in Egypt, half the tourism tours are this monastery, this mosque. You know, Jews are not as welcome, but there are very, very important Jewish establishments there, so you go see that. It's almost like a tourist. You know, it's like, look, the Hollywood, go see the stars in Hollywood, the same thing on these religious buildings.
Yeah.
And doesn't seem to do enough good. So I'm very interested in the way you look at aging and spirituality. Is it the same or different than aging and religion?
Yeah, I think it's very different. First of all, I wish I could have been with you in Egypt because that's the way I would love to have done Egypt, the way that you describe it. You know, when I talk about elderhood, you know, I think there's a whole area of the external part of elderhood, and it's really vital that we pay attention to that. You know, all the things from financial planning to, you know, retirement, medical directives, all that sort of thing. But I think the big missing piece is the interior part of us. How do we relate to the exterior aspect of our life? And, you know, I spoke at a conference late July this year, a conference on aging. And I had not really put together all of this until that time. And I realized that, you know, what we really need in this country is a school of elderhood to teach people how to become old. And what I mean by that is, how do we go within ourselves, and how do we process what's happening? You know, like the not just physical diminishment or the lessening of energy or health issues, but what about our fears? What about our loneliness? What about our views of what's going to happen to us when we die? And I think those are things that are much less readily spoken about. And how do I find meaning in what is happening exteriorly? All the positive kinds of things, too. And so, you know, if I
we can make.
Yes, and the giftedness and the wisdom that people are bringing and the perspective and how people have learned to be at peace with themselves. How have they, you know, have they found harmony within themselves? And then how do we share that? How do we become really honest and clear and, you know, open about who we are and no more cover-ups, you know, none of that sort of thing. And I think
we cover up, I think, a lot because we don't want to make other people uncomfortable. In the same setting as yesterday, we were talking about this gentleman's will, and he's going to do a video will. And he said, you know, people don't talk about that here. He said it right out. They don't talk about it. There's very few places I can go to speak about it. So I do want to tell everybody that Joyce Rupp is a triple threat, maybe quadruple threat with her retreats, with her service for Servants of Mary, a community that, and she's been a volunteer at hospice. We're going to talk about volunteerism and how that can inform your life. She's also an author. And if I had a longer show, I could list all of her books. But Praying Our Goodbyes, Open the Door, Fragments of Your Ancient Name, Fly While You Still Have Wings, my favorite title. And she talks a great deal, too, about her mother's passing and how she deals with that. Fresh Bread and Other Gifts of Spiritual Nourishment was her very first book. So for all those, I want you to know the name Rupp, R-U-P-P. You go to Amazon. And you really can be illuminated by a lot of her writing. So after our short show, that's a great takeaway. When we come back, you'll also be able to access her website, where she has a lot of resources. But for now, I want to give you what I call the setup before we have to go into our next, we'll pay the bills, as they usually say on radio, and go into our next session. We're going to be talking about how you can manage things like true giving, true volunteering, not just to be able to say to somebody, oh, I'm retired and I'm busy. I know you want to tell people you're busy. That's the American way. But how about busy at something that fulfills you spiritually as well as helps other people? We'll be talking about how to do that, talking about some of these retreats, what happens at the retreats. Some people want to know the inside story of this because they're fascinated by it, but they're not quite sure of what happens for spiritual awakening and change. We are a spiritual being, and we begin to feel it very often only as we age. It's called gerotranscendence. Big word, bigger concept. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at BizTalkRadio.com.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg,
hello.
And I'm here with a wonderful guest, Joyce Rupp. And she is with us for many reasons, actually. This is a multi-layered talent, so to speak. She's a transpersonal psychology. She has a master's in that. She is a Catholic nun. She holds retreats all over the world. She's an author of many books, the latest of which has a lot to do with her mother and her mother's passing, Fly While You Still Have Wings. And she wanted to make sure that she got a message out to you guys right away in this segment of our show. And that is about how hard it really is to listen to somebody else when you love them and they may be in pain or they're talking about death or anything that's uncomfortable to you. So tell us about your journey, Joyce, on that one.
Thanks, Adrian. Well, you know, I remember sitting at the table with my mother. I was there at home visiting her, and I think she was probably about 78 at the time, maybe closer to 80. And she started talking to me about how, you know, she had gone to the funeral home. She'd made all the arrangements for a funeral, but you know, got her casket and everything. And I remember just being appalled and thinking, oh, I don't want to hear about this. You know, I don't want to think about your dying. But I also knew I had to really listen to her and to thank her for doing that. And so I did that, even though my gut was like churning. I thought, oh no, I don't want this. And I think that's just one of the best gifts we can give to people is when they're ready, if they're ready to talk about it, not to push them into it, but to really listen and to listen as fully as we can. Give them that room, you know, to speak about what is going on in the interior life. So that was,
yeah, that was an important thing that you were able to do, and I just want to emphasize, we get pretty personal on this show. I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to know I didn't do it, and I regret it all my life. My mom passed when she was 92, and she tried to talk to me about this. She did. Mm-hmm. She tried.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me even once if I thought she would see her mother after she died.
Mm-hmm.
I could not take the conversation. I couldn't take it, and it was very difficult for me. So I did something happy or peppy or stupid or jokey or whatever it was moved on, we'll say.
Yeah.
I regret one of the many things. Believe me, it's on a very long list of regrets, but it's on the list.
You know, I have a whole chapter on regrets in that book because I think most all of us have regrets, and I really struggled with how to come to my regrets. I had a great relationship with my mother, but I had so many regrets after she died, and it took me 10 years to be at peace with those regrets. So I hear you on that. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, now is this something that we'll be able to read about in Fly While You Still Have Wings?
Yes.
So then that's an Amazon book. And what is your website for the resources that you have?
My website is just my name, joycerupp.com.
Mm-hmm. And it's R-U-P-P. All right, so in this case,
we're beginning to see already that spirituality has something to do with ritualized religion for some people, mm-hmm. but it mm-hmm. isn't a deal point. There's a lot,
right.
and even if you do that ritualized religion, that isn't all there is either. So it's mm-hmm. true for everybody mm-hmm. on all sides of the fence. And some
yeah.
people do need instructions or to get started on their journeys, and they do that through mm-hmm. retreats. So it's one of mm-hmm. the ways, and you're a leader there. So explain to people what that's all about.
Well, you know, first, I think that spirituality, I love Evelyn Underhill's definition of spirituality. She was an English mystic. She was a married woman with, I think, 5 children, lived in, I think, early 20th century. And she says the spiritual life is simply life in which all that we do comes from the center. So I see spirituality different from organized religion. I mean, it can be a foundation for it and so on, but spirituality is really about the inner life of the person. And, you know, in my case, certainly in relation to the divine, but it can be so varied with many people. But when people come to the retreats that I give, I have people of no religion, of strong religion, you know, strong foundation, and I just want to respect all of that, but I try to go beneath that and help people find meaning in their life. Like, what, you know, what do you believe, and what gives you value, and what do you struggle with? Like, one of the retreats I just finished up in Wisconsin, I named it Coming Out of Exile. And I first talked about, you know, what is it like for people in the world today, socially, culturally, to be in exile. And then, yeah, I went to the Jewish scriptures and what was it for people to be in exile. And then I went psychologically into that. What does it mean to have a sense of something missing in our life? And I talked about myself, first of all, as an example. When I was in my early 50s, I studied transpersonal psychology, and part of that was to have a Jungian therapist for those 2 years, and I was so glad for that because I discovered that I really was missing the feminine part of myself. My dad was such a patriarchal person, and I was living so much out of the masculine, which wasn't a bad thing, you know. I was very organized, very focused, but I was also very determined to be right and have everything go my way and planning it all. And I realized, wow, you know, I'm missing that feminine part, which is the you know, the yin part of us, you know, to be with uncertainty, to be more relational, to be comfortable with not knowing, and to be more intuitive, to trust the intuitive and not just the rational. It was such a big turning point. That was 25 years ago. And so I called that out of exile. I didn't even know it was an exile, actually, until I started having these dreams that brought me there. And so, you know, that's when I offer a retreat, I just invite people, will you go within yourself, you know, overcome your fears of doing that? Because a lot of people are afraid, what will I find or what I won't find when I go within? And connect that inner life to the outer life. That's really what transpersonal psychology is about. You know, the mind and the heart.
Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful to be able to do it in a setting. And mm-hmm. what you just heard is a journey, an internal journey that is difficult to take on your own. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'm all for retreats. I'm doing 2 shows today. I tell everybody everything. Joyce, whatever's on my mind is out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm doing 2 shows today, and then I'm going to 2 hours of meditation.
That's the way I get
what I do for my
mm-hmm.
life. But I have to tell you, if mm-hmm. I didn't have that group that I mm-hmm. went to at a certain hour mm-hmm. every single week, it wouldn't mm-hmm. happen. I would promise
yeah.
myself I'm going to the gym or meditation
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't mm-hmm. happen. And that's why I do mm-hmm. find that it's important. If there's retreat information at joycerupp.com, if you feel you need the helping hand in these wonderful settings that she sets up, sometimes you need that guidance to kickstart almost anything
mm-hmm.
you would do.
Mm-hmm.
But spirituality is another thing. I never mm-hmm. have heard about successful aging until I started to use the
yeah.
phrase, and everybody
yeah.
said, sure,
mm-hmm.
we're all into it. Well, if
mm-hmm.
you're into it,
mm-hmm.
then you have to do certain things about it. When we come back, we'll talk about some of those things that you can do. One of them, major one, is volunteering. And how that will change your life. We'll be right back.
Even a bit, 'cause I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are, and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is our syndicated radio show on successful aging. Generation Bold, that's who we are. As we grow old, we become bold. My daughter made that one up when she was about 15. And my subtitle is The Fountain of Truth, because we have been talking today with Joyce Rupp. She is not only a Catholic nun, she's a prolific author and a real guider of others. And she uses the word elderhood. She speaks all over on aging, what I would call successful aging, and the journey within. And I'll tell you that she's also very practical. She gave us a story about her own journey, seeing that she was a little too masculine, coming from that part of her because of her dad. She was very organized. But let me tell you something. This woman is still extremely practical, if you want to put that on the male side. I'm not so sure. Because during our break, she said, you know what? Not everybody can go to a retreat, and not everybody can fly to Asia, you know, to learn about their own personal journey. Maybe they should just read a book. And I have a lot of books that are great for groups, and I want to make sure everybody knows about them. So, Joyce, thank you for taking us from the world of elusive spirituality, concrete. Let's get it done. So tell us about these books.
Adrian, you're great. You know, well, it's really true. You know, so many people cannot get to a retreat for a variety of reasons. And so a number of years ago, I thought, you know, I'm going to create some books where people can have the support of a group, which you mentioned before, which I think is so vital. And they can also grow spiritually. And I can't tell you how many people have written to me about how grateful they are for that. But the first book I did on that was called The Cup of Our Life. And I had people take, you know, the cup is such a common symbol, archetypal symbol for us. And I have them pray with a reflect on a cup all the way through. All of my books are like for 6 weeks, you know, so you can meet every week or you can meet 1 week a month, however you want to do it. So I have a short essay every day, some questions for reflection, and, you know, ways that they can process it alone or with a group. And so then I did Open the Door, which was more on the whole thing of liberating our heart, really transformative journey. And then the last book I did on that is called Boundless Compassion. And that book is just flying off the shelves. I'm so grateful. And it's really the program that I co-direct. I have done this for about a dozen years now, of teaching people how to be compassionate, you know, and self-compassion, which I think is so vital for everyone, and particularly for people in elderhood. And so it's got everything lined up. People can do it alone. They can do it with groups. Most often they'll do it with other people. So I just get so excited about that, and I love designing that kind of a book for people, a usable book, so to speak. So.
Mm-hmm. I think that's wonderful, and the resources will be on joycerup.com, and are the books on Amazon?
Yes, and everything's on Amazon. Mm-hmm.
That's the point. Thank heaven for that. It really does make it
a lot
easier.
Isn't that? Right.
It really does. So, and again, I just repeat, because I think you're going to want to read those books. I will. I know your other books, but it's interesting that the idea of compassion. Mm-hmm. My personal present journey after 10 years of avoiding it, 10 years of avoiding it, my friend, is self-forgiveness.
Wow.
It ain't easy.
There you are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's really hard.
And that is self-compassion, yeah.
It really, and I could have it for other people, but I have a lot of trouble with it for myself. And I don't know why, but we'll figure it out. And I will read that book personally. So I just want everybody to know that this show is being listened to many people. I have a wonderful blog. We just started it. We have 30,000
followers on our blog, and it's called Aging for Beginners. But you should know that I'm not the expert. I'm also the beginner. And I actually do what my guests suggest, and I pick them. 90% because you need them, but remember, 10% because I do. So absolutely true. And that may be a lie. It may be the other way around. 10% for you, 90% for me. But that is an important book for me personally. And if any of these books resonated with you, just go to Amazon.com. Now, I want to talk about volunteering. Volunteer is a touchy subject. You get older, you want to tell everybody you do this, that, and the other thing. You want to show up on social pages you gave money. And then you go with all your heart, a big full heart, to do this, as well as the fact that you hope it will give you what work never did, which is a lot of juice and inspiration. And then you end up licking envelopes in the back of the room because you're older. Yeah. But you have been a very successful volunteer, and you've seen many successful volunteers. So give us your thoughts on that.
Oh, you know, first of all, I think there's a whole thing of balance. I've known, just this week, I had someone speak to me about being too busy as an older person and taking on too much volunteerism. Then you have the other extreme where people, just what you said, are either licking envelopes or doing nothing. But, you know, I love Karen Drucker. She has a song called If Love Is Why I'm Here. And If Love Is Why I'm Here, I'm a channel of love, and then let me give and then receive. And I love that, let me give and then receive. And I think real volunteerism is when we're also receiving something in return. So, you know, finding something that is meaningful for us. You know, I was a volunteer for hospice for 15 years, and I loved it. And it's just, you know, I'm comfortable being with dying people, but I learn so much from them. And actually, one of the big things I learned is that I used to be terrified of death, and I am no longer afraid of death. I have this view of death now that is very comforting for me, and seeing how people can die peacefully, you know. So, but I think if everyone could volunteer for something that gives other people life and gives them life, we would have a transformed planet, a transformed world, truly. But it grieves me when I see people only concerned about their own life, you know, just their, what can I do for myself only, rather than how can I also be generative. I think generativity is, successful aging has to involve generativity, and that is, how can I contribute in a way that's life-giving for myself and for other people so they can carry on? And I so admire people that work with young people, you know, whether they're going to a school and reading to young people, or they're being, you know, an ESL teacher or something like that. You know, there's so many ways, and you can't wait for it to come to you. You've got to go out and look for it, you know, and you don't have to look very far to find something.
No, you really
that
don't.
Yeah,
you know, again, I'm going to stick with the practical here for a second.
Yeah.
I volunteer. It's funny that you mentioned children. For kids who've lost their parents early in life, I'm a grief facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a grief facilitator for them because it happened to me. So one place you could start is what counts to you. I was listening to one of these voicemails I was holding online to a financial company. And they were touting their financial planners. And they said one of them had started a foundation for kids who lost the parent in college and couldn't go to college. And then they said it's because of what happened to her. So look first to yourself. What happened to you that you would like to fix? If that doesn't work, volunteermatch.com. I mean, there are websites for meeting people. There's websites for volunteering. And matching yourself up with the volunteer organization or cause of your choice. And it does make an enormous difference in your life.
Yes.
Now, we have a couple of minutes, and I don't want to take them. I want to throw this to you for a moment. I want to go back to fly while you still have wings on this. With your mom, in your everyday life, you said that she imparted wisdom because you were able to talk with her. Just give us an example of that.
You know, one of the examples I would give is that my mother was very energetic, alive, productive. I mean, she was just a vibrant woman. She loved life. And then she had a couple of heart attacks, and she went into this depression. I had never known my mother to be depressed before. It was horrendous to see her go through that for, well, 6 months to a year. And, you know, she was a changed person, and so I was with her in that. But the one of the times that we had this marvelous conversation was after, well, kind of toward the end when she came through that, and she stayed with my sister for a while. She couldn't stay alone, and they were both at work, my sister and brother-in-law. And so she was on the, she would stay all day. She'd go out on their sun porch. And then when she came back to her condo, I was visiting her, and I said, Mom, what was that like for you? Because I noticed that she had moved through her depression. She was so in harmony and just peaceful, and she was so different. And so we had this conversation. I said, what happened? And she said, you know, I just sat on that sun porch, and the sun was on me, and I had all that time to myself, and I thought, what is going to become of me? And I was like, wow, my mother did not talk about her inner life that much. And so I just said, well, what do you think, you know, will happen with you? And so we have this conversation about...
And we're going to take a little bit of a break right at this point. We're going to come back and let him hear exactly what you said. Then I'm going to give you a punchline.
And I
something I find very important. I'm going to be a bit serious about it. So that will be back.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now,
877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
And hello, hello, hello once again. This is Adrian Berg. I am totally taken aback that this is our last segment with Joyce Rupp. She is a Catholic nun. She is an author of numerous books. She is also an author of How-To's for Spiritual Progression. On your own or in groups, please look all of this up at Amazon. You will not be sorry. It will make a big change. But when we last left her, she was giving us, I call them punchlines, they're spiritual revelations, I guess, that you get from somebody else, usually somebody you love or respect, that really informs your life or changes your life. And in this case, she was talking about her own mom. She's written a book about it, too, she's written a book about everything. But Fly While You Still Have Wings, what a wonderful title. Perhaps it was even inspired by this conversation she was sharing with us. So, Joyce, go ahead. Your mom went from a depression to a lot of equanimity, and you were asking her, how did that happen? And what was her response to that?
You know, her response was that first she was honest about what was happening to herself, about her impermanence, about her mortality, and then she, you know, came to terms with that, and she said, you know, I'm just at peace. I'm ready to die. I'm ready to live, and she was ready to live. I mean, she had COPD. She had degenerative disc in her back. She couldn't walk well, and 3 days before she died, someone said, do you want to go to the casino? And she said, yeah, and she did.
Well, you know, that actually leads me to what it did for you. Did you begin to see the world differently?
Yes. Yes, very much so. You know, my whole notion of death now is that, you know, I have a love relationship with the earth. I love creation, nature, and I just think now, you know, as I'm beginning to have less energy and that, I think Earth wants our bodies back. Earth has loaned our physical self to us, and so I think that whole thing about gravity and things falling toward the Earth, and I think it's just so natural. And I think at the same time, my spirit's saying, free me up, you know. I've been really good to you, and I've been working through your physical self for so long. And so I'm pretty much at peace with that. Now, I don't know. You know, we never know when we get to that point how we'll be. But right now, and a lot of that I learned from my mother's equanimity, but I also saw how she had to struggle with it for a while. And it isn't just something that comes right away. You know, it's like being in a chrysalis, you know, from the caterpillar to the butterfly is quite a process, and it's dark in there. So, but I'm at peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going the other way. And with peace, peacefully. You know, I think you said the Earth wants your body. Mm-hmm. The Earth took one look at my body and said, I don't want it. I don't want it to be caught in it. And therefore, I don't sing. I don't have crepiness. I do everything. I will not go quietly into that good night. If there's a supplement to be taken for usefulness, I'm there. So you should know
that. I got it.
So that's
old and bold, you are.
Old and bold. And that's my mom. That's my mom.
Yeah.
You have to grow old, but you don't have to age. She she was one of those. Mm-hmm. 4 miles a day, let's go for a walk.
Yeah.
So that's absolutely true. But I have I promise a punchline, and this punchline is very different. You'd think it's not spiritual, but it is. I'm explaining to everybody that I just came back from Egypt. It was a very big trip. Many years ago, I went to Australia, and I was working. I was lensing or looking at a trip for a big company to see if it was good for older people. And on this trip was somebody who I recognized had Alzheimer's. And she was with her niece, and it was an early stage. And I was bold, and I did ask her, how is it to travel with Alzheimer's? Do you have any suggestions for people?
Mm-hmm.
She looked right at me, and she said, take the hard trips first. And I always remember that. And I have always taken the hard trips first. And for me, it's been an ambassadorship to the world, for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say that it's a metaphor also. Do the hard things first.
Yeah.
If it's talking to your parents, if it's talking to your spouse, if it's going back and making a new relationship with your kids who you didn't talk to for who knows how long and for what stupid reason. Just do the hard stuff first.
Now it gets easy.
I love that. Now, again, with so little time, about 3 minutes left, I did want you to expound on women and men aging. And we could do a whole show on it, but I know you have an interesting take on it.
Well, first of all, I just remember, and this is not my quote, but it's so true, that as people get in the later part of life, women grieve and men marry. I think that's one of the differences, you know, is that women are more relational naturally, and they have women friends, and they have a lot of support in sharing and talking and so forth and being with others who are, you know, in kinship. And I think that men are naturally more isolated. They don't as easily talk about what's going on within, and so they seek out someone they can marry and they can, you know, go on with their life kind of thing. But it's much more than that. Like recently at one of my retreats, I noticed a woman who was probably maybe, I'd say, 65-ish, and she really had a huge loss of hair, partially bald, and it could have been from medication or something, you know. But anyway, I looked at her, and I felt such compassion, and I thought, you know, if this was a guy, you know, men go around and they lose all their hair, and people just say this is the most natural thing in the world. Women do that, and people are aghast, you know. It's just the whole external part. I think, you know, we accept a guy with gray hair. We, you know, women, you know, dye your hair so you look younger. There's a whole different approach, I think, to aging in a lot of ways between men and women. And so I think you're right on in bringing up that topic. How do you see it?
Well, I see it that a little bit differently. I see that women age much better. We do have a lot of community. We go places together. We're extremely proactive. And although we don't have strength physically as much as men naturally, we have more stamina. So stamina
sometimes
is more important.
I agree.
Yeah, when you get older, sometimes stamina is more important than strength. And I know the statistics. Certain kinds of teenagers, men over the age of 74 have more suicides. They get depressed because their self-image has been one of work and productivity. And women's self-image has been different, as you said, from the very beginning. the ability to relate and the ability to have compassion and see things differently. Just your own journey that you took. That show
well, and men don't express that what's going on inside nearly
no, they
as
don't
well
talk.
As women, and when
they
you hold talk. It in, it creates more illness. So,
and now, as we always say, thank you to our guests and for everybody else. Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.